It's now my pleasure to introduce Dr. John Crystal. Dr. Crystal is the Robert L. McNeil, Jr. Professor of Translational Research and Chair of the Department of Psychiatry at the Yale University School of Medicine and Chief of Psychiatry at Yale New Haven Hospital. Dr. Crystal.
Thank you. On behalf of both of the organizations that I represent, the Department of Psychiatry of the Medical School and Yale New Haven Hospital, I am very, very pleased to welcome you back to New Haven for another wonderful conference. It is really very telling that we can have this kind of conference, and I think it speaks to how this is a very critical transition point in mental health as we learn more about the treatment of our psychiatric disorders, rigorously test those treatments, and then make sure that these rigorously validated treatments can be disseminated throughout the community, that people learn how to do them and help the people who need our help. I was struck between the parallels between the challenges of treating borderline personality disorder and the challenge of solving the problem of mental illness. I was reminded of this parallel because last week we had the pleasure of awarding Representative Patrick Kennedy with our annual Mental Health Research Advocacy Award. Some of you may know that 50 years after John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy, gave his famous moonshot speech, Representative Kennedy, his nephew, initiated a project called the One Mind Campaign. He and Garen Staglin, who's the director of the International Mental Health Research Organization, and Stephen Hyman, the former provost of Harvard University, and major research organizations are banding together to raise an unprecedented amount of funding from government to address mental health problems, particularly those associated with our returning soldiers. They hope to raise $15 billion for mental health research, which would be unprecedented in the history of this area. And I'm struck by what struck me about the parallelism between what they're trying to do and what you all do every day comes from John F. Kennedy's moonshot speech. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with that speech, but in that speech, he explains why it was critical to work towards sending humanity to the moon, the moon program. He said, we do these things not because they're easy, but because they're hard. And obviously, that's very characteristic of what it's like to treat patients with borderline personality disorder. But we do it because it's a challenge that we are willing to undertake, that we are unwilling to postpone, and it's a challenge that we think we can win. And I think that what you're going to hear in the presentations today about the various new treatments, well, not new treatments, some of them, but the various treatment approaches for borderline personality disorders echoes that. The work you do every day is hard. It's work that if you don't do it, nobody else will. And it's work that you are unwilling to pass off to other people, but a challenge that you're all willing to accept yourselves. So I applaud you all for taking on that task. I applaud the organizers of this conference, particularly Seth Axelrod, who I know and his team have worked extremely hard with Perry and the group to plan this conference, and I hope you have a wonderful day. So thank you.